Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. California has one of the toughest background check systems in the country, but that's not stopping people from buying more and more firearms. Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow takes us through the screening process that some lawmakers want to make even tougher.
Universal background checks were too contentious for the U.S. Senate to pass. But here in California, they're the norm when someone wants to purchase a gun.
I am a firm believer in universal background checks. I do. I think everybody should do it.
They work. It ain't no big deal.
Pretty soon, everybody's going to have to go through some kind of a background check, which I think is a good thing.
Those weren't gun control proponents. All three of those men were either buying or selling firearms at a recent Sacramento gun show. California's background check system takes 10 days and adds $25 to the cost.
Nope, leave the magazine in. First thing is open the gun. So just, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Here at Guns, Fishing, and Other Stuff, yes, that's really the name of the store, Sam Uppel is learning how to load his new Glock 9mm handgun.
You can either pull back on the slide or use this button. It closes the gun. Now the gun, the fake bullet is in the gun. The gun is loaded.
Salesman John Barry is going through a gun safety demonstration, Uppel's final step toward gun ownership in California. Uppel has already been screened to make sure he doesn't fall into one of the more than 110 different categories that would keep him from buying this weapon. As you might expect, there's a lot of paperwork.
This is a ATF form 4473.
First, there's the federal form. Everybody has to go through an instant background check if they're buying a weapon from a licensed dealer. And then there's California's more rigorous screening.
Dealer record of sale, which is the second document. We have a second proof of residency, the third document.
This is Uppel's first gun. He looks a bit apprehensive as he loads and unloads the dummy bullet.
I just want to learn about how to use a gun, just have it at home. Maybe I collect more.
Before he could take the weapon home, his personal information was sent here to the State Department of Justice.
We have a number of systems that we have to check in order to verify the person, whether they're prohibited or not prohibited.
Steve Lindley is the chief of the Bureau of Firearms. Lindley says his department will run more than 1 million background checks this year, cross-checking the buyer's personal information against a series of databases.
Obviously, if you're a convicted felon, you can't have a firearm. If you have certain domestic violence or battery charges, you can't have a firearm.
The list of conditions that bar a person from buying a gun in California goes on for 8 pages. Most violent misdemeanors bar someone from buying guns. Restraining orders, even temporary ones, do too. There are also mental health barriers. People who have been admitted to a mental health facility because they were deemed a danger to themselves or others can't buy guns for 5 years. If someone tells a therapist they're planning on hurting someone else, and the therapist passes that information along to the police, that leads to a 6-month ban. Ben Van Houten is with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, which pushes for stricter controls on firearms purchases. He says that long list of restrictions is one of two factors that makes California's background check system one of the strongest in the nation.
If you look at a state like Arizona, where as long as you haven't been convicted of a felony or a very narrow a narrow category of domestic violence crimes, you can buy a gun.
The second factor is more significant. Federal law only requires background checks when people buy guns from licensed dealers.
If they're buying from a private party, then they don't have to undergo a background check at all. It's what we call the private sale loophole. And from the best data that we have, roughly 40% of gun sales in America are private sales.
California is one of a handful of states requiring background checks for every new purchase. If you want to buy a gun privately, you still have to find a licensed gun store and use its computer to send your information to the state. Lindley says about 1 in every 100 applicants is blocked from purchasing a weapon.
It's about, overall, it's about 1.3% between the delays and the denials on an annual basis.
A handful of new bills would add more restrictions. Senate Bill 755 would bar people from buying guns for 10 years if they rack up 2 drug or alcohol-related crimes within a 3-year window. And Assembly Bill 1296 would mean people who spend time in mental health facilities would have to wait twice as long to buy a gun. Firearms groups say the new barriers would be arbitrary. Craig DeLuz is with the California Association of Federal Firearms Licensees, which represents gun dealers.
Why? What is the instance? Where has it been shown that someone who was without a firearm for more than 5 years but less than 10 years is any more likely to commit a gun crime than anyone else?
Whether or not legislators pass new laws, California's background check system is already stressed. The Department of Justice is screening more applicants than ever before. Gun transactions increased by more than 180% over the past decade. The Justice Department's Steve Lindley says 2013 will be a record year.
When you have a tragedy like happened in Connecticut and people get fearful that guns are going to be scarce or there's going to be new federal laws, they run to the gun stores and gun sales go up dramatically.
The Bureau is doing what it can to keep up and will add up to 8 more staffers this year. But Lindley says it takes time to hire people. He needs to find the right candidates, train them, and yes, put them through a background check. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
No, that's not a military convoy. That's stage one of the Amgen Tour of California as the first cyclist crested Palomar Mountain in San Diego County yesterday. Spectators shook cowbells as the riders went past with the support vehicles in tow and a TV chopper hovering nearby. Maybe because it was Mother's Day, maybe because of the heat, there wasn't much of a crowd this year on top of the mountain, but many of those who did line the route came up the hard way. That's to say they cycled up, like Arjuna Hutchins of Riverside. He talked to the California Report's Rachel Miro.
It takes a toll out of your body to ride a bicycle the way they do. The speeds that they do on a hot day like this. So, yeah, they're getting their money's worth.
And this from a guy who just did it himself.
Yeah, sure did. And I got to enjoy the downhill now, so it'll be a fun time going down the mountain.
This is the first year the race is going from south to north in California. From here, 16 of the world's top pro cycling teams head to Murrieta. The 8-day race ends in Santa Rosa. That's the California Report for Monday, May 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering construction and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And the California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges.